This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with the 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time. By the way, we got a big investigation here. Biggie, I don't know. I don't know if you're a very good teammate after this, quite honestly. We're going to have to look into this.
Oh, wow. Oh, word.
But it is time.
I learned from the best.
To confess. Watch this. These are my confessions.
So, we'll start with sports first here. Hard Knocks needs to go away, doesn't it?
No.
Why does it impact you? It doesn't impact me.
Man, you don't watch it. It's cool.
What do you care? Just like any other show, but let me explain.
What do you care?
I don't. And that's a problem because it's supposed to be...
So it goes away because you don't care?
No. You're putting words in my mouth. It needs to go away because it's not delivering what it's supposed to deliver. It's a big sham, and I think it's putting one over on a lot of fans. It's already dying a long, slow death. So teams voting on changes to eligibility today. I think one thing is passed for sure. First-year head coach, you don't have to be it. That's the same. 8 years instead of 10 years is when you can get on it. But this is the one. They're not going to have as much access to teams. Like, they've agreed that they're not going to have as much access. Well, what are you doing? You're just doing a report, whatever hour-long report on a team. Now, one thing that just passed less than an hour ago is they're now going to do the in-season Hard Knocks. Now, this one is a little more interesting.
They've already been doing that, though.
With a division, not a single team.
Oh, God.
That passed. Like, less than 10 minutes
ago. So you're forced to do it.
Like, they're going to have...
Are there rules with the division, or do they just get to sign that?
No, I haven't dug in that much on that. But what they're doing...
That's sick, though.
This one is good.
That's sick.
The preseason needs to go away.
Boy, if they do the AFC South in the middle... Ooh,
they're going to do a divisional in-season Hard Knocks.
Sign me up.
Now, clearly, during the season, understandably, you don't have as much access.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pretty cool to see.
Access. They get pretty good access.
But it's going to be great to see how they go back and forth with the division.
That'd be awesome. Speaking of the division, I think people are sleeping on the Colts. And I'm not sitting here saying that I think the Colts are, on paper, a better team than the Texans. Mm-hmm. I think they have their biggest question is at the most important position of all. Quarterback, and mm-hmm. I think both of us lean towards not necessarily believing that Anthony Richardson is him.
Yeah.
But I don't think Shane Steichen got enough credit for what he did last year. And the fact that I don't even think he was top five in Coach of the Year voting, that's a disgrace. Mm-hmm. They were a drop pass away from ending the Texans season.
Yep.
Their secondary was depleted. Mm-hmm. And they've just like filled some holes. They haven't necessarily swung for the fences. And we've seen Chris Ballard have good drafts. So am I sitting here saying that I think the Indianapolis Colts, like I'm going to pick them to win the AFC South? I'm not. But I tend to look at Jacksonville more than I do Indy, and I think that might be a mistake because I could easily see this being a three-horse race in the AFC South. And my confession is, I think we're sleeping a little bit on the Colts.
I think you and I have been talking a lot about Steichen and the Colts.
He's awesome.
The only question being, what is Anthony Richardson? But I do agree with you. Watch this. I think, Landry, you were right, and it always pains me to say that, but I think you were right. I'm not sure Travis Kelce had any idea what he was in for.
Yeah, this is hard. I mean, it's hard to date Taylor Swift.
If you look at any social media right now, there's a fake-ish picture. The picture is real. The snap of the screenshot of it is real, where Taylor Swift looks like she's yelling at Travis. But if you look at the video, she's just kind of being animated in a regular conversation, and they're holding hands and all this other stuff. But that happens. And then there's pictures of them in Barbados and, like, kissing and frolicking on the beach.
The same
and all
way
that.
She did all her exes.
Pictures.
Same place.
Picture. Yeah. Well, that's a different story. Pictures from, like, other balconies.
But he's having to see that.
Paparazzi. Yes.
But that's part of the paparazzi experience. Because now he's having to see him in the exact same situation as the exes.
He's been an NFL superstar. But he's never experienced what he's experiencing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like, I'm sure that some guys take girls to the same restaurant, but imagine if that girl got to see her sitting at the same table with your two previous exes. It's a rough life.
Yes, it is.
It's tough. Watch this. These are my confessions. Happy Gilmore 2 coming out on Netflix. I got to tell you, got to confess, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued to see what Adam Sandler can put together. There's going to be a senior tour angle, Shooter McGavin, all that. Sign me up for it.
Yeah, no, I'm intrigued. I don't know what expectations I have, but I'm intrigued.
Should be low.
They are low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why not?
No, I'm definitely intrigued.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Watch this. These are my confessions. It's hard for me to admit this, but I'm in. I'm 100% in. For the first time in almost 2 years, I did a TikTok this morning.
Okay.
I know they're talking about closing down TikTok and all this other stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But it's so big and it's so...
Okay.
So many people are into it. This morning I woke up, I was drinking my coffee, and I saw all this TikTok. So I've got like all these followers and I don't post anything. I've got like a bunch of followers. I don't know.
What do you mean a bunch of followers?
Like they just happen.
How much is a bunch?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really look that closely. But what I'm saying is I always get notifications. These people follow you.
What are you doing, like dances?
No, I haven't done anything in 2 years. So I said, you know what? I got to post. So I guess I'm a TikToker now. I'm going to try.
Do you be on there often?
No, I don't even go on. I just get the notifications. I haven't been on there in 2 years. I'm on everything else, and I'm very active in everything else. But I guess, do y'all do TikTok?
I have one, but I don't really use it.
Yeah, that
I
was
think
me.
I have like 1590 or something.
I don't even know what my number is, but Figgy, do you do TikTok?
Not really. I try to.
Show, start doing more.
I think they need to just ban it.
Well, they're talking about that.
Yeah, just ban it.
They're talking about that.
I'd be good on that.
But it's enormous, and it's one of those things that you just absolutely can't ignore, because I'm on everything else. Why not on TikTok? So... I did one TikTok
University.
Yeah, I need to learn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so I want to do investigate this. I it was brought to my attention on the Loopholes Facebook page. By the way, 610 Loopholes Facebook page if you want to join. Fun experience. We have the slime off on Fridays at 1:20.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I won, and that's nothing new.
You and I were both off on Friday.
I think I'm the all-time champ.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I deserve it 99% of the time. Quite frankly, I should win slime off every week. So I'm not disputing winning the slime off, but what I am disputing is the manner in which I won it. I was at least intrigued, so I decided to go to the tape. So Sean Bajani was filling in with Brandon Scott.
Mm-hmm.
This was on Friday. Figgy was here. Didn't really help me out too much, but Figgy was here, I guess. His presence was here.
Yeah.
And this was how I ended up getting the slime off.
Okay.
And I want to start and pause through this just so that we can fully grasp this. Let's dig in. All right. This was Sean Bajani Friday with Brandon Scott giving your boy the slime off.
Here's my nominee. It's Landry. Two reasons. Let's see. Today's Friday. I'm getting on the elevator yesterday around 3:00 to come up and do my show.
All right. Let's stop there. Because Thursday, I rode with John Lopez.
You did.
Down the elevator.
Because I was going to be off the next day.
Yes. And I said goodbye.
Yes.
To John Lopez.
You said have a good time.
On Thursday.
That fishing trip for the charity and all that.
So I did not see Sean Bajani in the elevator or at the elevator on Thursday. So he's already got the day wrong.
Yeah.
He's getting off of the elevator. He's talking, you know, with some other tall individual. Maybe they work up here, maybe they don't. Never seen the guy before in my life.
Well, he used to be the head of sales, and now he's one of the top sales guys in the buildings. His name is Bob Merrill.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Merrill was it does
you
work
get to
here.
Know him.
Yeah, you might want to say hey to him, buddy. Yeah. Mr. Area 45. So I was talking to Bob Merrill on the elevator. It was actually Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was after we'd spoken to the Texas A&M kids.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours, the Texas A&M kids.
The graduate students.
So it was actually Wednesday. So the day's wrong. The guy, yeah, the random tall guy, yeah, he's got an office right there. If you want to go say what's up to him. Yeah, he was telling me about his BA experience and some ideas that he had for us. And there was a head nod, too, by the way.
There was?
Yeah, come on.
Here we go. We make eye contact. He's in the elevator.
Head nod.
I'm trying to get on. I say, what's head up, nod. Landry? And he walks right past me, says nothing.
Having a conversation, head nod. Having a conversation, head nod.
By the way, keeps on going, minds his business, just completely ghosts me. Two, let somebody know you're not.
By the way, he said it was 3:00. That thing ended at 4:30.
4:30.
Yeah, that thing ended at 4:30. So don't try to act like you're getting here that early. It was 4:30. Okay.
As a side note.
Yeah, it was 4:30. The sitter usually gets off.
Yeah.
At 3:30. So I'm rushing home and talking to Bob and going and giving you the head nod.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's continue.
Own show, communicate at least. You didn't even know until late, Figgy.
He texted me like a few hours after the show.
I didn't know that he wasn't going to be here not until 7:30 this morning when you texted me like, hey, you got a Google Doc working?
Yeah.
And I said, there you go. I know, because he's done it before. Let somebody know, bro. I nominate Landry Locker because he is.
Hold on just a sec. I didn't know that I was off till Thursday at 4.
Well,
I texted you and Figgy.
No, I will say on the way out, I told you, you know, you said have a good time or whatever, and you said, yeah, I'm kind of thinking.
You said, you know, I'm pretty tired. My anniversary is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to.
And I said, you should.
Yeah.
But you didn't make it official till later.
Well, I didn't get the official word from the boss.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to text, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule. Okay, let's continue here.
I figure he probably let you know or somebody else let you know because he hit me up and said, hey, I'm taking off with Lopez.
Thank you. My boss, so our like, boss, right, Parker, cool. Let me know a few days ago, said, hey, can you do Thursday's show since you're not doing your own show, Area 45 that night?
So he let you know 3 days ago on Friday that you were filling in and you didn't even think about touching base till 7:30 the Friday the morning of. All right, continue.
Nike is a college basketball. Can you work with Landry? I said, sure, let's do it. Little did I know it's B. Scott.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with. Right. Love B. Scott.
Now, he did text me later on, probably around 5. Yeah. Johnny and B. Off. Scott. I figured y'all knew that.
I knew morning came or I'm doing like my midnight, my, you know, my middle of the night bathroom so run or whatever it is. And I'm like, you know what? Me and Bajani still haven't chopped it up about this show that we got going.
You know how OCD I am. I would have sent you a Google Doc days ago.
Hold on. You know how OCD I am. I would have sent you a Google Doc 3 days ago, but I figured out that I was filling in and working with Landry 3 days before Friday, and I hadn't even touched base with him on Friday morning at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm OCD is now? You know what the equivalent of OCD is? Doesn't even have the days right. He doesn't have the situation right. You can say a lot about me. Organizing a show is not like... That is not something that is even remotely close to something happening. So you're so OCD. OCD is the new I just care so much, and that's why I'm single.
Yes.
It's the new like I'm a 50-year-old single woman, and the reason is because I care too much.
Yes.
Like I'm so OCD that I knew 3 days before that I was going to fill in for you, but I waited till Friday morning at 7:30, and that's when I found out.
Yeah.
So, which is it? That's my question. If you knew you were going to fill in 3 days before,
yes,
like the credibility here is a little bit rough.
So, are we going to have like a counter slime
ball? No, I'm not even going to. I'm not even. This is so slanderous.
Oh, slanderous!
And so out of control to say that I'm not organized and you're so OCD that you did not know till 7:30 that you were gonna fill in.
Yeah,
and that's my problem. Come on, brother. And let's get a taste, because this was the last time before this that Sean Bajani, Mr. OCD organized, this was the last time that he filled in. He filled in with Adam Smolane. Let's hear how organized and ready he was.
Oh, wow.
Let's hear it, Mr. OCD.
In for Landry Locker, I'm John Lopez. John Lopez. In for Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Can we redo that last? I mean, my God.
Was that bad? That was really bad.
You had to do it three times.
Two times. I forgot to turn my mic on. Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go. That's 3 days ahead right there. Let's go a little bit later on in the show. Let's hear Mr. OCD can't even get the day right. Here's more from Bajani.
713-572-4610. I'm exploring all options. Coming up next, we'll play the hits, day's top stories. It's In the Loop. Stay there. In for Landry Locker and John Lopez. He's Adam Spillane. I'm Sean Bajani. I lied. We'll play the hits coming up next. Hey, first time I've been on the show in a while. But what?
You're having a rough day.
No, I'm not. Why are you making a mountain out of a molehill?
You just screwed up the tease.
Oh. You know, you could have stepped in and helped. You are the co-host, right?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. Ass.
You screwed up the tease.
Ass.
You talked without the microphone being on, and then you called yourself John Lopez.
All right.
That was last second.
Hey.
You're not saying, you're just saying.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Dang, that might be a counter slime ball, but you're not even going to mess with
it. No, I don't even want to mess with it because, quite frankly, I think the slime off is going good. We just got to keep it going, keep the momentum going.
Okay.
Speaking of slime.
Yeah.
Biggest scandals in sports, a bracket in the spirit of the Shohei Ohtani controversy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,